Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The Conference Board Index of Leading Indicators increased in June for a fifth consecutive month, supporting the view that stronger consumer demand driven by sustained job gains should help boost the economy in the second half of this year. Let's follow the money on Newsworks Tonight with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, what are Americans spending more on these days?
Interesting question. We gave Americans a long list of items and said, are you spending more, the same, or less on these items? And the two that topped the list were staples, groceries, and gasoline or fuel, which suggests that maybe inflation is hurting Americans' ability to spend more money, say, discretionary items, and that in turn, which is something that would help the economy. 59% of Americans say they're spending more now on groceries and 58% on gasoline or fuel. The bottom of the list, where Americans say they're spending less, are, as I mentioned, more discretionary items, including dining out. That's a net negative. Spending on travel, that's a net negative. That is, Americans are spending less rather than more. Consumer electronics and clothing are all at the bottom of the list. So I think one of the problems these data illuminate would be a situation where Americans are having to spend more of their monies on these necessities and therefore not able to spend money on some of the things that would really probably help the economy.
Is now a good time then to find a quality job?
Well, that's a good sign. 35% of Americans say yes. Now, Dave, that sounds bad on an absolute basis. Only 35% of Americans say now is a good time to find a quality job. But that is the highest we have seen on that measure, which we track every single month since December of 2007, just on the cusp of the Great Recession. Clearly, the trend is up on that measure. Not as high as, of course, if it was back in the dot-com boom or even prior to 2007, but we're seeing a real uptick on this perception on the part of the average American that the job market's getting better.
Fair to conjecture that, as always, the economy is the top problem?
No, Dave. Immigration has supplanted the economy, and that's a first. This is the first time we haven't seen the economy as the top problem in a number of months. The only other time we saw this happening recently was when dysfunctional government moved to the number one spot, when the government shut down a while back. But right now, by 1 point, Americans are more likely to say that immigration is the number one problem facing the nation than any other problem. And, of course, that reflects the fact of all the publicity and news on what's happening on our border with Mexico as young children in particular come up from Central America through Mexico into this country and what we should do about it. Right below immigration is dysfunctional government, and then we get economy and jobs. So the percent of Americans mentioning the economy is down some, and that's a good sign for the economy. The bad sign is there are other problems that are supplanting it.
Not such a good sign for Congress, though, if dysfunctional government is now number two.
That's correct. 15% job approval rating. Not the lowest we've seen, but that's terrible. As I've said often, in a democracy, to have only 15% approval of what our elected representatives are doing in Washington. We followed up this month and asked a question. All right, you don't like Congress. What would you do to fix it? Number one response is fire them all. Get rid of all the members of Congress, which is an interesting sentiment. The paradox is, of course, that the vast majority of incumbents will be reelected. So Americans have not yet moved to the point where they start throwing out wholesale members of Congress. But the other suggestions that Americans make, I think, are quite telling. Term limit the people so we can get more turnover in Congress. More bipartisan cooperation and compromise comes through very strongly in the data on the part of the American public about what should be done. And then a general admonition to members of Congress: pay more attention to the interests of the people rather than your own personal or partisan interests, which really seems to gall the average American.
The catchphrase, fire them all, is tantamount to a one-term limit. Does Gallup specifically ask that question?
We have not asked about a one-term limit, but we have certainly, over the years, actually going back way before my time to Dr. George Gallup, asking about term limits for members of Congress, and we always find majority support for the idea. Usually we float the idea of maybe a total of 12 years or 8 years for members of Congress, 12 years, two terms in the Senate, something along those lines. But generally speaking, no matter how you limit the terms, what the exact number is, Americans favor the idea of more turnover in Congress.
Does Gallup bring gender into the mix?
We have asked Americans a couple of different times, would we all be better off, which is an interesting question, would the country be governed better or governed worse if there were more women in political office? And we do find a resounding yes. 63% of Americans right now say we would be better off with more women in office. It was in the 50% when we asked it a decade or two ago, so that's actually increased. So the idea of putting more females in office sounds like a good way to fix some of the problems, according to the average American.
How does that break down by gender, though, for respondents?
Well, women are more likely to say yes to that idea, but surprisingly, a majority of men also agree that if we had more women in office, the nation would be better off.
Too early to tell if that portends well for Hillary Clinton.
We'll see. I think that that certainly is one of her strengths if she decides to run. A few months ago, we asked Americans what would be the best thing about a possible Hillary Clinton presidency, and then what would be the worst thing. Well, when we asked the best thing, overwhelmingly, Americans said she would be the first female president. So that's clearly a strength she would have if she ran. Of course, so would Elizabeth Warren or some of the other possible women candidates. But clearly, Americans are, at least some of them, are yearning for a female candidate, the first woman president. And Hillary Clinton certainly could be positioned to be that person.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.